This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hello, Joy listeners. It's Gene here. Yes, I'm back. I was away last week, but I'm back here again for your ear holes and listening pleasure, helping you handle your hump day in style on Mad Wednesdays. Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's Robbie? This isn't a solo show. That's right. It's not. Robbie's going to be joining me from 5 o'clock when a regular Mad Wednesday programming kicks in. We've got two fabulous guests, well, and lots of crazy shenanigans. Joining us from five is going to be the lovely Michelle Shepherd, telling us all about a transgender women's job preparation expo that's happening next week and why that's so important. We're also going to be joined by two performers who are part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, Jamie Burgess and Justin Clawson. You may remember him from The Voice. He appeared in it recently, The Voice Australia. They're going to be joining us for the Live Lounge and not only singing a song, but telling us all about their fabulous show, He's Every Woman, that is hitting the Melbourne Cabaret Festival this week. But you know what? We're going to do something special for the next hour. We're going to do something a little bit different. Quick reminder, it's not the end of the financial year. It's just around the corner and donations are still coming in for the fabulous Joy 94.9. If you've got a little money, we would love for you to throw it our way. Give us a bit of those coins, chuck it our way, because every donation you make helps keep Joy on the air out loud and proud. It's so fantastic and so worth it. And we need your help to be able to stay on the air. It's so important to help keep us out loud and proud. So if you'd like to jump onto the Joy's website, joy.org.au, why don't you give us a donation right now? We'll be doing shout outs to everyone during the show who donates. And thank you so much to all that have today. We've had some fantastic donations and we really appreciate it. But what's going on for the next hour? What's happening, Gene? What is doing it? Well, I'm doing things a little bit differently. We've all had a bit of a crazy time recently. Our social media has been filled with lots of stuff about rugby players and going to hell and blah, 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 blah. So instead, I'm spending the next hour diving into Pride. It's International Pride Month after all, and World Pride actually kicked off a few hours ago with an opening ceremony over in New York City. So the next hour, we're going to be sharing Pride all the way from New York and all around the world with you here on the Joy Airwaves as we celebrate an hour of Pride with World Pride and a celebration of 50 years since the original Stonewall riots that kicked off a movement all around the world for equality for our communities. But you know what? Before we dive into that, why don't we kick into a little tune? This is Tell Me How You Feel by Crafty Cuts, and we're going to dive into World Pride for the next hour with an hour of Pride. You're with Dean on Mad Wednesday.
Quincy Jones, all the way from the UK, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
I thought it was too much. Got myself into a mess like I had a rush. I should have known I nearly let go when you caught me by surprise. And I know I should have called you in the morning, but I was fighting with myself like a war end. I don't know why I'm scared of forever, but it's now or it's never.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and this is Dean, and we are doing something special for the next hour, celebrating an hour of Pride on Joy. There's a reason for that. New York City's World Pride. New York City Pride is happening right now. World Pride 2019 is happening right now. Basically, New York City's Pride Festival has kicked off, and it's a huge celebration of Pride from all around the world. But it's more than that. On Friday is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Inn uprising, when everything changed for LGBTIQ rights in around the world. It was the start of something, and it rippled across the world 50 years ago on Friday. So today, for the next hour, we are going to be hearing from Australians who are over in New York, as well as hearing some lovely moments and mementos from those from New York about what Pride means to them. And I'd love to hear about what Pride means to all of you. Share your stories with us and celebrate Pride with us. I know that especially here in Australia, for the past week, we have seen a lot in our social media and in our news and in our feeds about the fact that we're going to hell, about GoFundMe raising money things, about rugby players having an opinion, and that's meant to mean anything more than anything else. So I want to change that narrative. Instead of sharing how much that's frustrating us, let's spread a little bit of pride right now on Joy.
Our movement started with a moment. A summer night in June 1969 ignited the modern fight for LGBT equality. One year later, we took to the streets again to commemorate that occasion. Nearly five decades later, celebrations across the world continue honoring that heritage of pride. Now the celebration returns home. New York City welcomes the world as we mark the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising and celebrate a half century of progress for LGBT liberation. And when you arrive, you'll find millions of moments of pride. your moment where the movement was made.
World Pride in New York City has kicked off. The celebrations have begun and they're going to keep on going for the next 6 days. So we're going to speak today over the next hour to some Australians who are over there as a part of World Pride, whether they're doing a bid for Sydney's World Pride in 2023 and are a part of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, whether they're artists like Rots Watson, who we're going to be speaking to quite shortly, who are taking exhibitions over there, or whether they're competing in the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatics event that's happening in New York right now. Just like one of the members of the Melbourne Glamourhead Sharks, who I'm going to be speaking to over the next hour as well. But I have put a call out to all of you to tell me what Pride means to you. And the lovely Ruby has messaged in. Ruby's also a part of Joy's Triple Bypass, which is on every Tuesday night, a fantastic show for bisexual, pansexual people and anyone that registers outside of the binary norm. And Ruby has said, Pride to me is about acknowledging the work that has gone into us being able to celebrate. It's also taking pride in what I've been able to learn about myself from being effectively an outcast. And so being able to see the constraints and barriers of heterocentric society. It is a really interesting thing. What exactly does Pride mean? What do these Pride celebrations mean? We kind of dive into them and just keep on rolling with them. But what does it mean to you?
Once I fell in love with me, I loved everybody else too. I had to find myself first, and that's exactly what I did, and that's what brought me here. Now I'm standing in front of a camera. This is my first Pride ever. I feel like I fit in, you know? My mom did everything in her power, raising 3 kids by herself. Seeing her struggle made me write songs about her. Thinking back a year ago, we ain't have a bond, but now I'm having daily conversations with my mom. She started playing my songs and telling me they nice. See, I came from all wrong. It's time to make it right. I feel like everybody's so caught up in trying to be like everybody else. You know, do what you love to do. I'm Aaliyah, you know, like, I'm who I am. Glad I found myself. I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't.
That's Aaliyah, and that message is a part of New York City Pride, spreading their love for the next generation and what it means to stand up and show your pride. Why don't you let me know on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Share your pride and what pride means to you. This is You're Making Me High by Rave Radio. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy94.9, and you're with Dean for an hour of Pride.
Think of you inside of my private thoughts. I can't imagine you touching my private parts. And just the thought of you, I can't help but touch myself. That's why I want you so bad. And just one night of, yeah, will you lay beside me all night? Doing it again.
Oh,
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and it's me, Dean. Robbie's going to be joining us from 5 o'clock, but for the next hour instead, I'm taking over and doing a celebration of Pride. World Pride has kicked off in New York City, and I decided to touch base with some of the Aussies that are over in New York right now. One of them is Ross Watson, the internationally renowned artist whose paintings are just amazing. They're paintings, but they look like photographs. They're so amazing. While he's based in Melbourne, he's exhibited work all around the world, and as a part of World Pride this year, he has taken his exhibition to New York, to Rogue Space in Chelsea, for the very first time. It's the first time he's ever exhibited solo, which blew my mind. So this morning, when Ross and his business partner, artistic director Stephen Morgan, dived into Rogue Space in Chelsea, I decided to get on the line, have a chat with them, and find out what it was like taking your exhibition to New York for the first time and what World Pride has been like for them celebrating New York Pride. Ross, this is your first exhibition in New York. What is it like bringing your exhibition there as a part of World Pride?
Well, it's incredibly exciting to be here, given it's the 50th anniversary, of course, of Stonewall. So it feels historic and just amazing to be here for during this period. 4 million people, the New York Times reported, due in New York this week. And it's fantastic bringing the show from Melbourne each day. You know, we're meeting guys from the world over. But it's wonderful.
There's a beautiful sensuality to the kind of paintings that you do. What has it been like being able to show it to people who have come to New York from all around the world and let them be exposed to your art in this way?
Well, one of the really great things is that so many people have seen my work in magazines or books or online, and to hear their responses when they see the originals in the flesh, and so many people you catch them looking like Ian McKellen did in London, and standing back, I'm trying to find his brushstrokes. it's great meeting people and hearing their responses, because, as you know, Dean, there's so many of my paintings that are sort of deliberately open-ended. I mean, people have different interpretations of them, and there's no one correct, interpretation often.
Have you had a chance to be able to go out and go to Stonewall or be out as a part of all the celebrations that are happening in New York?
Celebrations, Dean, are happening everywhere around New York. Our team managed to get down to Stonewall and have a celebratory cocktail just the other night, and whilst they were repainting the Rainbow Crossing, it was really fantastic to feel the vibe and the pulse and the energy, the pride and the love. It's just a really amazing feeling.
It must be really exciting that you both get to juggle both things, not only be there and enjoy being there, because it is really historic as a part of queer culture, but to also be able to take your artwork there and take your work. It's really exciting when you are able to juggle those two things, because it's not an easy thing to do, is it?
Well, absolutely. And to have the support of, we had ABC TV came and did an interview, and that screened on primetime news two nights ago. So it was seen by millions. To have that sort of support, and the other big one was that we didn't know was coming. The New York Times included us in their top 12 picks in a column that they do each week in the travel section called 36 Hours. So it was the New York Times recommendations for everybody, and that ran in print as well as it's still online with a live link to rosswatson.com. So, we're just over the moon.
It's so strange to hear it, because you're obviously very huge in Australia, Ross, but you are also world-renowned. I was surprised to discover that this is the first time that you've exhibited in New York.
Well, the previous exhibition was, overseas exhibition was Toronto, and of course there'd been three exhibitions in London and Berlin and Cologne. So, look, it's so many of my works come to New York. My patron lives in New York, he hosted the most extraordinary dinner the other night. It was so much fun. It feels timely, certainly being here now, but we've been looking forward to bringing an exhibition to New York for a number of years.
So it's no small feat. How many works did you bring with you?
We've got a total of 50 framed works that we've brought over. Of that, about 20 is made up of original paintings and the rest of the framed prints. The paintings are a third sold at this date, and we're expecting it to be busier and busier as the remainder of the exhibition goes along.
How much longer?
And along with that, we're launching my brand new book. So I've been signing lots of copies of books each day.
Wonderful. So how long is the exhibition going for?
We'll be here through till the June 30. So we've got another 6 days to go at the exhibition, and then we're both going to take a well-deserved break.
Fantastic. So let's touch a bit more on what it's like in New York right now. What is it like to be there when such a historic moment is occurring?
Well, I tell you, there's rainbow flags absolutely everywhere. Nearly every second person that you pass on the street is obviously a family member, and it's just the insane buzz. All of the major department stores, we were in Neiman Marcus yesterday morning, and all of the staff were wearing these very smart black T-shirts, World Pride. Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, all of the designers have done special edition, merchandise celebrating Stonewall and World Pride. So it's like it's unmissable. Absolutely, the florist just around the corner, the entire front of their store is a rainbow flag, but in roses.
Wow. It must feel actual, so special.
Yes, not plastic, but real roses. And I've never seen that anywhere in the world.
It must feel so special to be there, because we don't have that same relationship to things here in Australia. I know we had Mardi Gras 40th celebration a couple of years ago, but it just to have all of the world come together. Have you seen anyone from Sydney? Because they're all up there for the bid for World Pride in 2023. Have any of them popped by the gallery?
Well, we've had, when we arrived to open up 2 mornings ago, there were two really lovely guys from Byron Bay who didn't even know the exhibition was on when they left Australia, and they saw the ABC television and came in. And we had some guys from St Kilda yesterday. So but for everyone at Joy that can't make it over, they can certainly look at the exhibition at rosswatson.com, and they can actually view the ABC television piece at
under the news section of the website.
I'll post all of that up onto our social media now, so while everyone's hearing the interview, they can jump online and see all the links to all of that. I hope you're both having an absolutely fantastic time and have a well-earned rest after the next 6 days of not only celebrations but an absolutely beautiful exhibition.
Happy World Pride Day.
That was Stephen Morgan and Ross Watson at the Rogue Space Gallery in Chelsea exhibiting, and Ross is currently exhibiting his work over there as a part of World Pride in New York City Pride. We've gotten some messages in because we've had people asking people what Pride means to them. Right now, World Pride has kicked off in New York City, and it also celebrates the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. Earlier in the show, I did say that was a big birthright of LGBT rights for us around the world, and Brad has messaged in saying, although important and definitely worth celebrating, let's not be fooled into thinking that Stonewall was the birth of LGBTIQ rights movements. Sure, it's the best known, but there were the Compton Cafeteria Tea Room riots 3 years earlier in San Francisco, and a society started by German immigrants to the USA in the 1920s also. Let's be proud of not only the well-known events, but the real crusades that go, fortunately, also. And Brad, you're absolutely right. Thank you for messaging that in. it wasn't the very first thing, but it is a huge landmark. I mean, when we celebrated the anniversary of Mardi Gras, many of the 78ers did say, one of the reasons why I said that, it was the birthright, that they were inspired by Stonewall, and that was what was a part of the change that they made. So it is a very well-known one, but it wasn't the very first, but it's also important to remember and commemorate what that means. We've been asking you to let us know what pride means to you, and Jebediah has messaged in saying, pride to me has been an integral part of my coming out. Knowing the tough road that had been trod before me gave me the strength to come out in Alice Springs in 1996. I knew that wearing drag to a nightclub in the Alice was not going to go down well, but I did it, and they loved it. From there, I just took my pride, screamed it out loudly, and took on the rest of the world. I was ready. Now, 23 years on, I still wear my pride out for everyone to see. I love being who I am, and I'll run to the top of the closest mountain and scream it out. Thank you, Jebediah, for that message. If you'd like to send in your message of pride, hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Brendan from the Melbourne Glamourheads as he jumps out of the pool at the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games in New York. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Gene and the Hour of Pride, and this is Just Don't Know It Yet on Joy 94.9. Keep me high, keep me breathing.
There's a reason you're calling. He said, don't you worry.
On Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Robbie is going to be joining me from 5, but it's Dean all on his lonesome for an hour of pride. Fiona has just messaged in saying, an hour of pride is exactly what we need this week, and that's one of the reasons why I was going to do this. We are celebrating an hour of pride because right now is the opening ceremony of New York's World Pride, which is happening over in New York. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising, and I decided to touch base with some Australians who are over in New York as a part of the celebrations or events that are going on. One of them is Brendan from the Melbourne Glamourheads. He's actually competing in IGLA 2019. It's the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games that's happening right now in New York City. It's coming to Melbourne in 2020, by the way. I'm very excited for it. And I grabbed him fresh out of the pool to find out what it was like being in New York right now with all of the celebrations, and also how everyone felt about the fact that the IGLA Games is coming to Melbourne in 2020.
Is it really lovely there? Have you swum yet? No.
Yeah, so I've just done I did a race about maybe 25 minutes ago. And Alan Shepherd and the Brian have just done races just then. So I watched them, they all finished, so we're all done for the day. But there's still a few more races to go. So, yeah, we're going good.
How did you go in the race?
I did a 100 IM beforehand. I went okay. I could have gone a little bit better, but I'm happy with some of the conditions that we're dealing with and how I've been feeling the last 24 hours. So I'm happy I got to race and compete and finish. So I'm happy.
Have you been partying a little too hard as a part of World Pride?
I must admit there was a few socialising events over the last weekend that Team New York and World Pride have been put on. So there's been a lot of socialising to go with World Pride. But last night was a very quiet night. We all had a IGLA annual general board meeting that Melbourne 2020 presented to the wider world, which was amazing and a huge success and was well received by everyone. But we had a really quiet night last night and went to bed early. Unfortunately, my jet lag kicked in and I've been up since about 3 o'clock wide awake and I couldn't get back to sleep. So still trying to get over the jet lag a little bit.
Well, the swim might have helped then. So that's pretty huge that we've got, you know, IGLA's going to be here next year in Melbourne, which is pretty exciting. So what was the response like when everyone was seeing all the details of that?
Well, everyone has been taken on board and is really, really enthusiastic because it's the first time that IGLA's come into the Southern Hemisphere and Melbourne's going to be hosting it February next year. So everyone's really excited to pair up a trip to come to Australia and come explore Melbourne, come down for a swim, come visit. So it's been really, really well received. Everyone's really excited. We've been giving out, we got some little baby koalas with Melbourne printed on them and we've been handing them out to everyone. So everyone's been lapping up some Australiana fanfare from that. So everyone's really excited for us. So there's a lot of positive momentum. There's some really good conversations and everyone's really excited for it. So we're really happy.
Oh, I really love it. I guess being there now, that would give you a taste of what I guess where it's going to be like here in Melbourne next year.
Exactly. So we're very lucky that in Melbourne that we've, from the Glamourheads' point of view, that we do host a swim meet every 2 years. So we're very well professioned and well oiled in running a big scale swim meet. Taking nothing away from Team New York, they've done a lovely job already. But we've been selling and really talking up the wonderful world class facilities we've got at MSAC and the idea of having some balmy summer hot nights and the outdoor pool there and enjoying the sun throughout the day.
That's beautiful.
Really selling the idea of having a world-class event at MSAC really gets everyone really interested.
So what has it actually been like in New York? We're seeing all these pictures all month. We always see what Pride is like, but, you know, this is the 50th anniversary, you know, where Stonewall, World Pride's happening. What is that actually like?
Well, I was lucky enough to be in San Francisco the week before, and it's the first time I've been in the US where June is normally traditionally Pride Month. So there's Pride flags, there's Pride celebrations in almost every window, in every office, hanging out everywhere. It's actually really, really lovely just to see it everywhere. New York at the moment has such an electric buzz and atmosphere coming up to the opening celebrations or the opening ceremony for World Pride tonight out in Brooklyn. There's a big opening ceremony for that about 5 o'clock. There's the huge parade organised for Sunday afternoon, which we're lucky enough to be participating in the parade with that on Sunday afternoon. But there's so many social events on. There's Pride flags everywhere. It was Monday. Saturday afternoon, we're walking around just exploring New York as you do. I think it was about 28 degrees and just need to rub in the weather there just for a little bit. We were walking past the Stonewall Monument. There was, and I've done a really good job with trying to get all the history of the events out for everyone to see, to educate and learn all the things that happened and where the history comes from. The Stonewall Monuments, there's heaps and heaps of things going on, so it's really, really great.
What's it like being there and experiencing that kind of queer LGBT history? You know, we read about Stonewall, we see about Stonewall, we hear about it, we watch the TV and everything like that, but to actually be there and see it and see this history and culture.
It's the first thing that comes to mind straight away is just pride that we're lucky to live in the society and live in the world that we live in now in 2019, and think of all the things that had to happen over the last generations of people fighting for our rights and values and so forth. And it's going to be its own history point in itself, but it's just a really sense of gratitude and pride and just lucky the wonderful world we live in at the moment.
So have you had to learn any crazy choreography for the parade, or is it nice and simple and you just get to wave at people?
We haven't been told any parade choreography as yet, so we're hoping maybe just going for a simple flag or something like that. But we've got told that the parade starts at 12 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, but the aquatics parade that we're with, our call time's not till 4 o'clock. So it's a long day that's going to be happening on Sunday. So it's going to be a bit of a marathon going ahead. But I'm sure if there is any choreography we need to learn, we've got plenty of time to do it between now and then.
Well,
we've got a social drinks later on this evening. So if there are any choreography to learn, I'm sure we'll do it then.
Has there been a highlight for you in the trip so far?
Yes, there's a, and actually, you know what? Probably the highlight stands out to me would have been in a race that I saw no more than about 10, 15 minutes ago. We learned the story of that Ingla have helped out and sponsored some people from Uganda to come and swim and participate in these aquatics events. And just seeing some people that wouldn't normally able to come to these events participate, swim and do the best of their ability is really kind of a tear in the eye moment, because these people wouldn't have been able to do it without the sponsorships and the help of the other aquatics teams to come together and race some funds and help them to come out. Some of their stories that we've heard about over the last few days are really, really lovely to hear, and seeing them doing their own personal best in the pool.
That's really lovely. It does make you realise just it's more than just celebrating and pride flags. It really is a community coming together from all around the world.
Yes, it kind of reminded me, I think it was back in the Sydney Olympics that in 2000 they had Eric Beale swimming in the pool. Kind of we had our own little moment there. Everyone was up in the stands cheering them on, and no matter whether you came first, second or third, or you swam a personal best or you finished the race, everyone was there just to edge everyone and on and just celebrate and just really, really embrace the event and what it is and coming together.
So when is all the swimming done for you?
We're halfway through day two now. With the swimming component's probably got another 2 days connected with it. The water polo guys start playing later on this afternoon, so all the guys from Surge start playing later on tonight, and I think they've got 3 or 4 days of competition now because they've got a jam-packed schedule. So it goes all week up until Friday. Then there's also the diving events, there's the synchronized swimming events, there's the open water swimming that some of the Surge boys are doing later on in the week, and these are all the events that we're going to be doing in Melbourne in 2020 as well. So it's really exciting.
I can't wait for them to all come here. It's going to be it's just going to be awesome in next year in Melbourne. It's going to be great.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, you have a fantastic World Pride in New York, and keep swimming and celebrating.
Thank you very much, Dean. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
That was Brendan from the Melbourne Glamour Heads. He's over in New York right now competing in the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games, and he's celebrating World Pride in New York City. It's really exciting and wonderful. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras as I speak to co-chair Kate Wickett and find out about their bid. They've headed on over and they are doing a bid for World Pride 2023 in Sydney. So I want to find out all about it and find out what it's like to see this huge celebration of Pride. But why don't you let me know what Pride means to you? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, just like these guys from New York.
Thinking of Pride, it's unimaginable to feel that energy. It was amazing.
I met a whole bunch of cool people stepping out of my shell.
There's no judgment on anybody.
There's just so many different people with different identities.
Just seeing humanity take to the streets was very inspiring.
Pride is one of those events where you could just for a moment breathe and sort of relax.
We are showing the rest of the world that, you know, we exist. We are here.
This community has made it so much easier for me to just be myself.
It was magical.
It's a way for us to celebrate the year that's gone by, the kind of victories we've had.
It's a way to also commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising.
This is how we pay it forward. This is how we bring that to the next generation, to say this didn't end 50 years ago. This just began.
Every day I wake up and sip my coffee, I'm celebrating Pride.
What does Pride mean to you? Let me know. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. It's Mad Wednesday's Hour of Pride. Robbie will be joining me from 5. You're with Jean and this is Looking for Love.
Hi, this is Con Karamessis, and I'm a newsreader at Joy 94.9. Over the past month, we've been asking you for your donations and memberships to keep Joy on the air. Joy is radio for us, by us, and we need your help to keep it that way. The truth is, we've come up a bit short, and unfortunately, we need to ask you for a little bit more before this financial year is over. If every single person who listened to Joy gave us a dollar a year, then we would never have to ask for any money again. We need this money more than a tax man, so head over to joy.org.au to make a tax-deductible donation, and please give generously.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Gene for an hour of pride. Robbie's going to be joining me in the studio shortly for the usual Mad Wednesday shenanigans. And we are diving into World Pride that's happening in New York City. And one of the groups of Aussies that have headed over to New York for World Pride is the members of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, because we are doing a bid for World Pride 2023 in Sydney. So I caught up with co-chair of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, Kate Wickett, in New York. This morning, I did the phone call at 4 in the morning. It was interesting. I spoke to her and found out how that bid was going.
What exactly is involved in making a world bid application? Like, you guys announced it at Mardi Gras this year, and now you're here in New York. It's pretty huge when you think about that it's all happened so quickly. But what are you actually doing to bid? How does it work?
Yeah, sure. So there's quite a prescribed bid process. We, at the end of May, submitted our draft bid to Interpride, who are the organisation of international prides, who own World Pride. So draft bid in the end of May. They then provide us some feedback with respect to our bid. We then put in our final bid in early July, and then we go to Athens this year in October for the Interpride AGM, and we pitch on the Saturday. We get 30 minutes to pitch to the members, and then they all vote on the Sunday. So we find out pretty quickly whether we've been successful or not. But I suppose this trip to New York is obviously to see how World Pride is run. World Pride's every 2 years. This year it happens to be in New York. And in 2021 it's in Copenhagen. But really this is very much about Sydney positioning and lobbying Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras as a organisation which, and Sydney is a destination which has a very compelling proposition to host World Pride, not just in terms of our ability to host such a large event, but in terms of understanding that there are broader regional issues within the Asia Pacific region which we feel that Interpride should really shine a light on.
I think that's one of the things that was most exciting when I looked at the little video that's been put together that actually is just, this is what we're doing and this is where we're going, actually focusing on the issues of the Asia Pacific region, which I think is really great and speaks to something really important, that it's not just about our own community but our wider backyard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And certainly I've just attended the Human Rights Conference here in New York this morning, and a man came up to me and said he had attended Mardi Gras in Sydney for the first time this year, and what was really surprising to him was, in fact, the diversity of our parade and the diversity of the people in Sydney at the time. We have an incredibly unique parade. It's a nighttime parade. It's heavily curated, and we do, by design, choose people of all different backgrounds and all parts of the community. And I suppose Asia Pacific is right on our doorstep. And something I guess that the Northern Hemisphere don't fully understand is that there are still huge gains that need to be made in terms of LGBT rights in our region. And so Sydney, while we want to be a leader in the region, we also want to bring people with us.
Has it been really interesting kind of looking at how a World Pride works? I mean, this is a huge event in New York happening over the next weekend, and having World Pride be there, it's quite massive. Is it bigger than you thought it was going to be, or just
Look, the numbers that they're putting forward are around 4.5 million people. So it started officially, I suppose, yesterday with the Human Rights Conference. To be honest, I didn't think that there were that many people for such a large World Pride at the conference. I was quite surprised to see how small the conference was. But I guess proof in the pudding for New York will be that the parade, which they're estimating the parade will go for some 9 hours on yeah. Sunday.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Have you got comfortable shoes?
Yeah, well, talk about physical resilience. It's quite humid here, but the parade starts at about 10:30 and then we'll finish late in the afternoon. So, look, it is certainly a buzz and a wash with rainbows here in New York. So it'll be really interesting to see how they cope with that many people on the streets.
I think it's really great, the show of strength that Australia have there this year. We've got you guys there with your bid for World Pride, which is wonderful. We've got the Melbourne water teams there because the IGLA Games is going to be in Melbourne next year. It's really wonderful to see so much of Australia really putting their foot forward and saying, we are that destination. We are a space to come and celebrate. We might be a bit of a distance for some of you to fly, but our pride is strong and our community is really strong as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, certainly the geographic distance or the tyranny of distance in terms of people being able to access Australia is certainly an issue and something that we've thought about considerably in respect of the bid. But you're absolutely right. We've as a nation, I think, galvanised to support all parts of Pride across the world. And certainly while I've been going to functions during the day and then also going out at night, there's Australians everywhere. I know in our contingent we've got over 200 people marching on Sunday. And then I know that we're having our event at the consulate tonight, and I know that the consulate are pulling together their own marching group. I understand it's themed Priscilla, so a huge representation, and I suppose reflective of the fact that Australians really do value equality and want to celebrate. And I guess, I mean, at the end of the day, we love to party, don't we?
This is true. It is really exciting to think that, you know, I mean, there's still more work to do. There's the final touches to be able to put on the bid, and then it all gets put forward and we see what happens. But it is really wonderful to see an elevation, or at least an elevation of the idea of what Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is. It keeps growing from strength to strength, and it was so exciting at Mardi Gras this year with we had the anniversary, and then it's the announcement that this is a step that we're trying to make. It must be really wonderful to have such great support from so many different levels, including the City of Sydney.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've been actually overwhelmed with the level of support, both state and federal governments of both sides, corporate, community, everyone has been reaching out, offering their assistance. I mean, certainly we are the underdogs in this bid. Montreal are our competitor, and they have been working on their bid for more than a year than we have. They have got significant federal support. In fact, Trudeau's area is Montreal, so we know that we're going to certainly have a challenge on our hands, but something that we are really excited to prepare and to meet that challenge. You know, Australians have a wonderful ability to galvanise together, and I think it's probably in our competitive nature. So, look, even if we don't win the bid, which I'm still remaining exceptionally positive, the fact that we've been able to connect and establish relationships with all prides across the world has just been excellent for Australia more broadly.
Now, I know you've got a lot coming up over the next few days. There's so much happening. There's going to be so much pride and so much joy. But has there been anything that's been a standout for you so far? You're probably still jet-lagged, but still, anything is standing out?
In fact, I went to LA for 4 days and met with LA Pride and Long Beach Pride and spoke with them. So just arrived in New York yesterday. And I guess the highlight hopefully is going to be tonight's event at the consulate. We're hosting 100 of our nearest and dearest friends. and a special performance tonight at the consulate. We've also got a piece of fabulous Australian art down at the Oculus building, which is the train station at the World Trade Center site. And we've had great feedback around that piece of art. So, look, there's a lot of events coming up over the next few days. As I said, it's going to be about pacing ourselves and not peaking too early. But I think the excitement and the buzz around is really, really buoying us along.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything we can do from back here in Australia to spread the love and support? Just throw around social media or anything like that?
Yeah, it's a really good point, because we could have the best bid in the world, but unless we secure the votes, then it's all for nothing, as they say. But what we would say is all of the LGBTI community groups, jump on the InterPride website. Please become a member of InterPride, because you can only vote if you're a member of InterPride. And then obviously vote for Sydney in October. So reach out to Mardi Gras. We're more than happy to provide you with the links. But if you're a community group and if you have hosted an LGBTI event, whether that's a parade or a chook raffle or a quiz night, so people like the Chargers or the Convicts or any or Rainbow Families, please jump on InterPride, become a member, and then you're eligible to vote for us in October.
Well, I can't wait to hear about how it's all going in the lead up to the final bid, and I hope you have an absolutely fantastic weekend.
Thanks for your time, Dean. Take care.
That was Kate Wickett from Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras talking to us about Sydney's bid for World Pride 2023. They're over in New York right now. New York's World Pride has kicked off. The opening ceremony has happened and now it's underway. The next 6 days there's going to be a lot of joy, a lot of celebration and a lot of pride, especially as they celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising. Well, that's our Hour of Pride, and Robbie's going to be joining me for the rest of Mad Wednesday shenanigans here on Joy. But do feel free to message in and share your pride with us. Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Let us know what gives you pride. Or you could even just donate to Joy. Jump onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, and show your pride that way. Help keeping Joy out loud and proud. So we had our Hour of Pride today on the show for the first hour, and it was wonderful. And I love that you guys are also talking about the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising as well. Let's just play a little clip of Pride. This is from Gianna in New York.
When you're growing up and you're different, it's hard to accept the fact that you're different, and it's hard to know that it's okay. And it's important for young people to be confident in who they are so they can blossom into beautiful humans and not be sad about their sexuality or their gender identity or expression. It's important for them to know that it's normal. My name's Gianna and I'm 18 years old. I'm just like a radiant person. I like to smile. I like to make others smile. I like to be happy. I'm still figuring things out. I still don't know exactly who I am or what my sexuality is. I just know I'm not straight. It's okay to not know who you are yet. Because like when you're growing up, there's always this pressure of like, you need to know, like you gotta hurry up, figure everything out. It's okay to take your time to figure out who you are, what you're about. Your journey is yours and you just have to focus on you.
Love it.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing. One of the best things we have coming up as well, like I've noticing a lot of spaces are really honoring the trans play position in all of this.
Yeah.
And like even on Friday night, I'm speaking at part of our Footscray and to acknowledge Stonewall as well. Yeah. So there's a lot of really amazing
visibility means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
It does.
And it's so important to just stand up and show that. And you can tune in tomorrow to hear more of Michelle.
Yay. That's right.
And Bree, I'm driving you home on a Thursday from 4 till 6:30.
Talk to you then.
Oh, we'll see you then. Thanks for coming in. What were you going to say, Robbie?
I was going to say, they could be the new second favourite drive show.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say. It's all irregular. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. That was a bit of Anthony Kalia. That was The Last to Go by Anthony Kalia. And did you, Robbie, by the way, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. I'm just driving in. My AJG's just gone out the window. Did you hear during Radiothon when Tom and Mikey got Anthony Kalia in the studio? I didn't listen to it either. But lucky, it's available on Joy Podcast. And while you're there, why don't you check out Mad Wednesday's Joy Podcast that I'm going to overload with all of the podcasts in the next 2 days.
I know. I've been a little bit behind. From last week
we've got
and
a couple
week.
Of weeks to back up on. But you weren't here earlier for the first hour of the show where I did our Hour of Pride.
I did hear a little bit of it on the way in and see a few of the messages. People were really loving
it was
the
really
celebration
lovely.
Of Pride.
Well, it was. We wanted to do it anyway. We were always going to be focusing on World Pride that's happening in New York City right now and some of the Aussies that are there. That was always going to happen during the show. But you know what? With all the Israel Folau-ness and all the rugby-ness, I just needed some joy. And you know what? I just want to say to everybody, I know it's frustrating and it's triggering to see all this stuff and not scream and keep resharing, but what you put out into the world is a part of it as well. We can be frustrated. I've stopped myself like 4 times from getting online and writing big things or writing statements, and then I just think it, I write it, and then I delete it and I don't actually put the post out there, only because I'm not actually combating the people that are the problem. I'm sharing my stress and anxiety with everyone else who's already feeling it. Yeah. So I wanted to turn that around, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the Hour of Pride, to shed a little bit of love. But there's one little message I didn't get to play during that hour, and I have to play it now because it's one of the cutest.
You're going to make it look great. Who's the editor? Don't put that in there. My name is Donna Gazzardi. I'm a volunteer. To me, Pride is that feeling inside. I love it. And I'm a people person. I'll volunteer anywhere just to be a part of it, make it happen. When I grew up, it wasn't easy. In high school, we were afraid we were going to get beat up or something. Kids today, they walk around holding hands, kissing. You know, it wasn't always like this. And we need to commemorate and be thankful for the Stonewall Uprising and respect them. It's not just about a party, you know, it's about human rights, it's about freedom. Everybody should be able to be who they are. When I volunteered that first time, after I did it, I knew this was for me. I love what I do. I love what I do.
Isn't that lovely?
Stunning. I love Donna.
She's great. And that, she volunteers for New York City Pride, which is happening right now, and they're having a huge celebration and parade this weekend, just like we volunteer here at Joy.
Aww,
you know, we volunteer here at Joy, and we are wonderful too. But it is obviously Radiothon has ended, Donatathon has ended, but the financial year is not over yet. And we just want to say, you know what, if you've got a little bit more change behind that couch cushion that you'd like to throw somewhere, throw it towards Joy. Give it our way. Jump onto the Joy website and donate. Or to any LGBT organisation, LGBTI organisation, quite frankly. Switchboard always need a little bit of cash as well. Give that all of the organisations that are run by volunteers or are volunteer. The volunteers are what make them happen. Give that they may grow.
I got to tell you, Dean, while you were away, we had 2 shows during Donatathon. Sorry, well, you were here for the first one, of course.
Oh, that's it. There was only one. How many shows did you do? Oh, no, that's right, because you were on air for daytime.
That's right. I did a daytime shift as well. And look, honestly, I was just blown
away.
You were
very good.
Away.
But you're not leaving Drive, Robbie. I will not have it.
I was blown away by the generosity of our members and our listeners. It's great when you come in here and do what you do and you see the donations rolling in. Because we can see it all sitting here in the studio, and you go, not only how
someone
great
actually gives
been,
a crap, like someone gives a crap that much,
but people are listening and they care and they're writing in cute little messages. It means the world to
it
us.
It does, and I mean, I've actually loved the messages that we've gotten today as well. It's been really heartwarming, just to spread that celebration of pride, that celebration of love, or just that you like what's going on the show.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.